The final verse of chapter 13, and now abideth. Faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. That word is charity in the King James. It is love. Agape. There are three Greek words for love. One is eros, which I call television love. We're not too interested in that. The other is phileo, which has to do with emotions and feelings, to kiss, to be warm, to have affection towards. And the other is agape. This word is agape. It says the greatest of these is agape. Talking about the love of God, talking about not natural love, but supernatural love. Phileo is a love that responds. You like me, I like you. You do well by me, I'll do well by you. Eros is a love that says this is the way we're going to do it. This is my way. And it causes you to submit in ungodly ways. But the agape love of God is in the heart of all those who are born again. And when that love begins to dominate and control mankind, because mankind yields to that love, then there is great victory. When that love does not control, then there can be defeat. Now, the agape love of God is defined in Strong's Exhaustive Concordance of New Testament Words as a love of decision, deliberate assent of the will. You know, the flesh always says, I didn't feel like it. And the mind always says, I didn't want to. But the spirit of man yielded to God always says, thus saith the Lord. And it's distinct from how I felt. It's distinct from what my mind was telling me. If my mind is renewed, then it's coming into agreement with my spirit. But sometimes because our mind is unrenewed, our spirit stands alone. But when we crucify our flesh, because the flesh is going to constantly say, I didn't feel like it, but I didn't feel like it, but I didn't feel like it. And the unrenewed mind is always going to say, but I didn't want to. But a renewed mind is going to come into agreement with the Spirit, thus saith the Lord. And when I'm in agreement with the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the work being done in my spirit, in the human spirit, then there's going to be great victory. Now, I'm a spirit being. You know, I come from the denominational world, and they call that a God hole. And they call it a spiritual vacuum that needed God. Well, it's a person that needed God. It was me. Becky Cumbie, there was me on the inside. Now, my spirit being looks just like my flesh. It's of different materiality, different consistency. If you touched it, it'd feel different, but it is me. I'm a spirit being, a spirit man. If I could step outside of my body and you could see the physical body and the spiritual body at the same time, you would see they look alike. You would recognize me. It isn't vacuums that go to heaven. It's people. It's people, spirit beings with eyes and arms and legs and nose and mouth and ears that step out of this physical body and ascend to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Now, the foundation of this spirit man when you're born again is love. The foundation's not faith, it's not hope, it's love. Love is the foundation of what you believe and who you are. And when my love is active, my faith works efficiently. When my love is inactive, my faith is passive and is going to struggle to work. You ever tried to run your vacuum cleaner and it was partially clogged and it coughs and spits and sputters? That's what happens to faith when love is not active. Faith begins to go and it can't make the connection it needs, the full connection for victory. Well, what we're going to do tonight is unclog the pipe. Is that all right with you? I think it'd be good if we did. Now, we have to know what the God kind of love is, where it came from. Before you were born again, the scripture refers to you as ungodly, as enemies, and as sinners. Now, ungodly simply means you weren't like God. That's real simple, isn't it? If you're not like God, you didn't think like God, and you didn't act like God. Well, it takes the new birth to give you the potential to follow in God's footsteps to act like God. You don't have to fuss at a sinner for acting like a sinner. That's the best he can do. I want to say to every now and then, you know, I have a smart aleck streak, I guess. I want to say, you know, I'm amazed every now and then you have a sinner that's doing right well. You know one of those? I want to say, I'm just amazed at how well you're doing, you know, going to hell like you are and everything. But I've restrained myself. But it ain't over yet. I might not next time. Says they're ungodly, they're not like God, and they can't be like God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a what? A what? A new creature. Now, in that new creature is the love of God, is the very nature of God. You took on eternal life. Now, often when you ask people what's eternal life, they'll tell you it means to live forever. But the sinner's going to live forever.